I once Burt and I once Earl. I once Earl because I Burt. I may burp again. Alright, let's go. This is episode 3 of What Is TWS Podcast. Welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us. Oh man, as always, I am Jay Flan.
Rich Nerd.
Got my man Rich Nerd with me. I want to start out this episode by saying I'm sorry. I'm sorry for holding back. I'm sorry for not being myself and not giving you all of me. I have not been the Jay Flan I know I can be. And that stops today. Today is going to be an epic episode. Best one yet. And next week is going to be better than this one. But we're going to really get into it today. I think I'm going to start out, Rich. I'm going to start out by getting some things off my chest. First of all, I'm in a great mood. I'm in an excellent mood. Awesome.
Seems
mood.
Like a high energy. High energy.
This yes, episode. Yes, sir. No monster. This is natural high. I'm straight off. No Red Bull. No nothing. This is just fresh out of work. Ah, yeah. Ready to get it. This is episode 3 energy right here.
That's frustration.
But yo, out. So yeah, why am I in such a good mood, Rich? One, I'm a young black man with credit problems, and I have a small child, less than a year old, and I've been trying to get a and I can't buy yet, so I've been trying to rent a house so we can get some more space for the baby, have some place she can
join
run
the
around.
Club, join the club.
Have a place we can entertain, maybe have some barbecues, have the whole RG crew out with us, you know. So it's been a struggle. It hasn't been easy. We found a place that we really liked, but property manager wasn't really she didn't really love the application.
Didn't love it.
So we got like a soft decline. Like it wasn't like, nah, y'all out of here. It was just like at this moment we can't.
It's not 800, try again.
Yeah. So thanks to a lot of hard work by my wife, she worked really hard at cleaning up some of the credit issues, and thanks to some cute smiles from a baby girl, I think we were able to touch the heart of the property manager. She saw that we were good people with a good heart, and we just needed a second chance.
Good paying people.
My money green. Just needed a second chance. So she came back today and said, "We in there. We need to." Don't want to jinx it because we haven't signed anything yet, but we should be signing the lease soon. And we'll get RG Mode to come out, help us decorate. And,
nice.
And yeah, I'm excited about that. Second thing I'm excited about is my little baby girl took 3 steps yesterday.
Oh, snap.
3 steps. 1, 2, 3. Pop, pop, pop. She took
3 in a row.
Yo, it's a big step. It was, and I saw it. Like, when you have the kid, you always, I think as the dad, like when I went back to work after my 2 weeks off, you know, I'll get into my thoughts on paternity leave in another episode right there. But you know, after I went back to work after my 2 weeks, you just feel like you're gonna miss everything. You're missing out on all the firsts. My wife is like texting me or calling me while I'm at work, like she did this, she did that, and you start to get afraid you're gonna miss, you know, certain things, you know.
And you caught this one.
I caught this one. I was there for the 3 steps. So I'm definitely excited about that.
That's pretty good. That's pretty powerful. I can imagine the feeling. 3 steps, man. She can almost play duck, duck, goose. So I know you was excited. You can get the games going.
I'm excited, and then I'm like, ah, man. Now I gotta like chase her around.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the house is all ready, but
childproof the house. I mean, at least you get to start fresh for the new place, though.
Exactly.
You get to start fresh. Off childproof.
And then, you know. And I don't want to raise her to necessarily be a tomboy, but I've always wanted to have somebody to play catch with a football. I'm not a baseball guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Once she started walking, I'm throwing a football at her. And I figured you hit her in the head enough times, she's going to learn to put her hands up.
You know, I mean, you can see it in her eyes. She's already a Giants fan, so.
Nah, son. Nah, I got to call foul on that one. No. Hail to the Redskins.
Redskins Nation.
Yeah, hail to the Redskins. She knows.
It's all good. Listen.
She knows.
I'm cool as long as it's not the can I even say that? Considering where we live, I'm going to upset some people. I don't care. Cowboys.
Right, as long as it's not the Cowboys.
It's not the Cowboys.
She know better than that. That'll get you kicked out the house. You know. Somebody asked me, like, could I, you know, if Tammy was a Cowboy fan, nah, it wouldn't have worked.
Nah. Wouldn't have progressed that far.
Wouldn't have progressed that far. Yeah. First date, oh, you a Cowboy fan? Nice to know you. I think we should go Dutch. Renee, you need to pay for your meal right about now.
Renee wasn't even really a big football fan. So I had my New York team. She don't like the Knicks, but she liked the Nets. So we good.
Okay.
We good. We got the Nets, second string. She got the Celtics. Shout out to the Celtics. Shout out to the Knicks. Shout out to the Nets. Everybody says you can't like the Knicks and the Celtics. I don't know why. I don't know where that BS came from. F that.
Yeah. I mean, as far as basketball goes, I don't get too attached to anybody. You know, right now I'm rocking with the Warriors because they won me a PlayStation. Mm-hmm. So, hey, that's my team for right now. And, you know, and Durant is there. So, I can sideways claim that since he's DC.
Reminded me, not to segue too far off the subject, but you did win that PlayStation off a bet.
Off a bet. Yeah, off the finals.
Shout out to Team What Is TWS getting free PlayStation 4 from the missus. Because Renee got mine for my birthday.
That's what, hey.
Shout out to not having to buy your own PlayStation.
Shout out to the missus for understanding and buying us something that will probably take a little bit of their attention away, but being cool about.
Man, RG, you are the real MVP. Had to put that out there.
Man, now I got to say something nice about Tam. Tam, you know I love you. All right. So, but speaking of my baby and her three steps, that takes me into my rant for this week. And Rich, you know, hopefully I don't offend too many people. But this is me. This is me. Listen, this is the stuff I say to my wife.
Unapologetically honest.
Unapologetically honest. This is the stuff I say to my wife, and now I'm going to say it to you. So at my wife, at my, my child's daycare, there's a new, I think they call them all teachers. So there's a new teacher at the daycare. Now this teacher has some things going on with her. Some interesting things. One, you know, she got a lazy eye. Is that even the correct term now? Can you say lazy eye? Like, what do you
think? I think it's a lazy eye. I mean, is it lazy or is it just misunderstood? Maybe it woke
misunderstood
up late.
Eye? I don't know. Yeah, okay. We
misunderstood. We're going with misunderstood.
Misunderstood eye. And she has like a volume control issue. Like almost like a, I don't want to call it Tourette's. Maybe it is Tourette's, but like her volume will change drastically like mid-sentence.
Let's just say her eye is misunderstood. And she cannot differentiate between her inside and outside voices.
I can always count on you, Rich, to find a PC way to clean it up for me. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
So I'm here for.
So, I've come in there a couple times, you know, and gotten the baby. And every time it catches me off guard. Like, you know, she's talking to me and I don't know she's talking to me. Or she's talking to me and, like, in the middle of her talking to me, it's like,
it just jumps up.
And here's my thing. Here's my thing, Rich. I believe that if you have certain things going, I don't want to call them afflictions because that sounds negative. It's nothing wrong with it. You know,
everybody has situations.
Situations, right. If you have certain situations, like I don't want her not to work there because of her situations. I don't want her not to watch my baby because of her situations. I think she's great at what she does. But what I need, I think if you had these situations, I need to be allowed like 3 freakouts. Like, when I see you for the first time, I need to be able to express the fact that it caught me off guard. When you looking over there but talking to me, I need to be able to say, yo, whoa. Like, you know, I need to get that out.
That is true.
You know how hard it is to sit there and somebody's talking to you.
And you just be okay with
it. And just be okay. And just trying to pretend like it's not happening. Like, trying not to look like, what are you looking at? Or try not to react when the volume changes. That's stressful on me. And if I could just get it out. And I'm saying 3 times. I'm saying one time for the eye, one time for the eye, one time for the voice, and a third time just because one time is not enough. Like, you know, you need another time to just get it out.
Let it sink in. You gotta let it. And see, I was thinking about stuff like this the other day on the shaming.
Okay.
This is one of those things where our society, like, you're not allowed to do anything anymore. Why? If you see something out of the norm and you react, it's not because you don't accept it. It's not because you hate it.
It's not because you dislike it.
You know, I don't give a F about it. Yeah. But I'm caught off guard.
I wasn't
How
ready.
How am I supposed to know?
Exactly.
I wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready.
You should be allowed to not be ready.
And I needed to get that out of my system. And then my wife asked me, she was like, I wonder, you know, how people with that situation see. Like, is their vision really different, you know? And I'm like, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, the ability to ask that question.
But because of today's society, it's wrong for you to be inquisitive. Man. You can't ask her that question.
But if I could ask that question. Yeah,
you may genuinely want to know. You're not poking fun. No. I need to understand so that I don't freak out.
I just want to know. It's interesting to me. I'm interested in you as a person now. You have something about you that makes you special that I am interested in. And I would like to ask a question. No diss. I just would like to ask a question. Can we have a conversation?
I am situationally aware, and I am now aware of your situation.
There we go. So that's my rant for this week. I think if you have a situation, you should get at least one freak out per situation, and then the second one just, you know,
just to rein it in.
Just to rein it in.
Get a little woo-saw real quick.
And then it's done. And then it's done. It's over. It's over. But don't look at me wrong if I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, just let me
have it. You're not trying to crack jokes. But how do you even know she was looking at you wrong? See what I'm saying? Situations will arise. Alright,
I got you.
In your life.
You gotta be smart about it.
But you gotta be smart about it.
Alright, Rich, that's me getting that off my chest.
I'm no singer.
I feel good about that one. I feel better now. What's going on with you, man? What's going on with you?
You know what? A lot of stuff has grinded my gears this week. But I gotta say, this one thing gets me every time. Every time. Every day I walk in the house.
Tell them why you're mad.
This bothers me.
Tell them why you're mad.
I talk about it to Renee every day. And I can't understand it. Why will Kit Green, our 5-year-old beagle, why will he not stay off the damn chains? Why won't he stay off the couch? I come home. I want to drop my bag. Grab a brewski, get some chips or some snacks, throw on a PlayStation, watch some TV, go lay on the chaise, lift my arm up to grab the remote, dog hair. Soon as we walk out the door, he has his own bed. Soon as we walk out the door every day, he wants to sleep in our bed. He wants to sleep on our couch. We got you a nice little plush, his own plush digs in the corner.
Yeah, I've seen it.
He got a little mat that Renee moves. He got a spot to sleep in her office, a spot to sleep in my office. He got a little cushy area in the bedroom. He ain't want to sleep on a chaise.
Why? I'll tell you right now, he got it better than you have it in my place.
Man.
And I know this because he got a last name. Like, that's already farther than I would have gone.
Kit Green, that's what I'm saying. He eating good. We just got him some new, some chicken breast treats. Like, literally, they're like semi-grilled and then dehydrated chicken breast. He eating all types of good. We went to the steakhouse a few weeks ago. He came back and couldn't finish my food. I got the extra large ribeye. Had some ribeye.
Shout outs to ribeye.
Listen, if I don't care where you are, if you're trying to sponsor us with some ribeyes in Texas, let us know. We're there.
Yeah.
We will live stream from the ribeye shack. We don't care.
It'd be a boring ass episode because I'm eating. I ain't talking.
Man, listen. We had actually, quick segue. We had a steak conversation at work today.
Okay.
Checking out this morning, bombing breakfast at work. Shout out to the lunch lady. Shout out to Holly. Holly be holding me down every day. Holly, if you're listening to this, what's good with letting me get a ride in that purple Challenger? She got the purple Challenger, see, dog.
Right? Like, you gotta cut them pauses down. Like, what's good with letting me get a ride? And I'm like, where's Rich going with this?
I wasn't taking it down. I'm just saying, Holly. Got the, she be holding down the calf, and she got a purple Challenger. Like, what's good?
Right.
Anyway, though, we was having a conversation, and she was talking about filet mignon is the best. I'm like, nah.
Filet mignon sucks.
Yeah, I'm like, nah. You can't touch a nice 12 to 16 ounce bone-in ribeye. Then here come Neil. Neil talking about, no, porterhouse all the way. Nothing against a porterhouse. It's just not my favorite cut.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. It's not my favorite cut.
I'm gonna have to go with the ribeye with you on that one. You know, ribeye is, and I didn't get into ribeye until I got to Texas.
Ribeye is banging.
Yeah, I think before I got to Texas, I was a New York strip.
Yeah, I knew I liked you. Yeah, New York strip was my shiz for years. Everywhere I went, nice medium well, medium ranging somewhere in there. New York strip. But now, a medium to medium rare, nice size ribeye, Oscar style, with the asparagus and crab. Oh my God.
Heaven. Yeah, I'm a medium rare, rare guy. Like I like the plate to look like a murder scene type. Like I don't know what it is. I've grossed out a lot of people, but it's what I like. I enjoy
it. Man, it says Texas Chainsaw Massacre your steak.
Hey, let me have what I want.
But yeah, so that was my rant. I know I went off on a tangent real quick. I don't care. I like steak, so be it. But yeah, just stay off my couch. Damn it.
But going back to something you said in your rant about Kit, one, like I said, this is why I don't have pets. Because I come home and I'm ready to chill and I lean over and his dog here, I no longer have a dog. I'm not saying I'm going to kill the dog. I'm just saying the dog has to go. He has to find someplace else to live. I will find him someplace else to live, but you don't live here anymore. Like that's, I will go to people's houses and play with their pets. Like when I come here, you know, and Kit want to talk, I try to convince him that I didn't bring nothing for you, so you're barking up the wrong tree in the first place. But, you know, like I throw the little toy or something, or I pet you a couple times.
That's
He humped my leg that one time, so like we're not really cool right now.
Yeah.
But
see, you want to out, Kit. You want to out.
I tried, but yeah, I'm not a pet guy. But I heard you talking about like all the food stuff he has and how he eating good.
He eating good,
man.
Eating
good. Let me tell you about how my wife will go to the grocery store, come back with like 3 bags of groceries. And it's all for the baby. We ain't got no food.
Oh, man.
We straight Papa John's, whatever, whoever deliver. The baby getting gourmet roasted butternut squash with spinach and Parmesan cheese. My wife is in there, like, using every pot in the cabinet. Making this pasta. She's making pasta for the baby. I'm eating rotisserie chicken from H-E-B. This is my life.
Man, Kit got it good.
All right, but speaking of food and drink, what you sipping, Rich?
Oh, this week's what you sipping. So, this week I wasn't too sure what I wanted to throw in a cup. Came home, looked at the bar really quick. So, it's a catch-22. On one hand, I have everything in this bar that you need to mix a drink. On the other hand, got everything in this bar that you can need to mix a drink. How do you decide? So, looked at the bar for a minute or two, opened up the refrigerator, looked in the refrigerator, finally came up with something. Shout out to ingredients. So, this week's what you sipping on, I'm going to call this one the Caribbean screwdriver.
Okay.
So,
Caribbean screwdriver.
Caribbean screwdriver. So, my Caribbean screwdriver, basically took this, the stylized beer mug that I bought at IKEA. Shout out to IKEA. They have literally everything that you can eat. Filled it up with ice. Put about 2.5-3 ounces of Malibu Caribbean rum, the one with the coconut liqueur. It's pretty good, nice flavor. Filled the rest of the cup up with Trader Joe's orange peach mango. All three, Trader Joe's orange peach mango juice. Says 100% real fruit juice. Says organic. Tastes good to me. Definitely pulled a lot of mango out of there, so I don't know. But that Malibu with that Trader Joe's was on point.
Okay.
Stirred it up over the ice really quick. Looked in the cabin, and I was like, oh, I forgot. Went to a little Mexican restaurant a few months back. Where did we go? I'm not even going to say the name because we had a bad experience the last time we was there. I don't want anybody to not like it. Long story short, though, we definitely saw a roach, and we got our meal comped. We didn't even finish it. We saw the roach, didn't bite anything else. Manager saw our faces from across the hall. She just came. It was a whole big thing. Anyway, ended up jacking one of their sidecars from the drink I had. So I was like, oh, I got a sidecar in the cabinet. So threw the little sidecar on the top of my cup. Threw a shot of Patron Silver in there, topped it off with some agavero, orange flavored tequila, just a splash, as a shooter. Boom. Amazing nightcap. That thing tastes amazing. Threw back the shot, got about 2 or 3 sips in, And then Renee robbed me for the drink. So it is what it is. I should have made two. I only made one. She was like, what you sipping? And took it.
That's so, what happens. That's what happens. I do got to give you shouts for taking a shot.
Definitely, definitely. Oh, you got jokes. You got jokes. You got jokes.
Glad you're back to one and done, man.
Listen, on my birthday, I'll admit it. That was a big shot he gave me, though. The bartender gave me a free shot on my birthday. We talked about it in episode one. And I took a sip because I didn't know what it was. Had to take a sip again so I can register it, and then I drank it. It was a situation.
Sip, sip, sip.
That's what I'm saying.
Sip, sip, sip.
Every situation, you got to have at least two. I didn't know what I was walking into. One sip to register, one sip to say okay, and then boom, I drank it.
All right. I give you that one. But that's definitely a... that drink sounds good. I just don't have the patience to do all that. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you get the shaker and stuff. Like, by the time I pull the bottle out, it's like, okay, I got the bottle. just pour it over some ice, maybe. Not even ice.
Yeah, I mean all of the ingredients taste, actually, not all of them. They taste good, plain, by themselves, over ice, non-mixed. Patron, never really been a Patron fan. I do have a bottle of aged Patron Añejo limited edition, David Yurman. Shout out to the homie Eileen from VS. She got me the David Yurman Limited Tequila Patron a few years ago for my birthday. Actually, no. Was it for my birthday? It was for Christmas. I think it was for Christmas. Held on to it ever since. Amazing, amazing gift. My friends who know me know I love limited edition liquors, high-end liquors. Shout out to Jared for the...
shout out to me. I'll take that.
Yeah, Garrison Brothers. Definitely love that.
Shout out to Eileen. We gotta get the Cowboy Edition, though. I'm hearing things about it. I don't know where to get it, where to find it. But
I saw it online. I don't remember if I've... Is that the one that had that big star on the front?
Probably. Don't give me the line.
It's probably that one. I don't know. Listen, something good gotta come out of a cowboy. So pause. Pause.
Oh, man. What are you sipping, Rich? For me, on my sober
spring
life.
Spring water.
I'm sipping this Trader Joe's ginger beer. Oh, here's
that's a new one that we just tried, though, but it's pretty good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
It's a nice
flavor. It's not
subtle,
too spicy
flavor. I noticed like it has pure ginger in it, subtle at the bottom, but it's not like you can even like shake it up. So yeah, I don't know. You're like pretty much stuck with that. Yeah.
You could have told me before. I know you saw me shaking the bottle.
Oh, no. You're pretty much stuck with that one.
All right, so... That's what you're sipping. Let's talk about some sports, man. Let's do some sports. Stuff.
Since you mentioned sports, I have not checked my fantasy football league in a few days.
Yeah, I know I'm in trouble.
I don't know, because last I saw you was in first place and I was like eighth. So
that's one of six leagues, man. Like
you know what?
I can only celebrate, you know, for a moment. Till I realize I'm losing in five other places. I lost a game this week by 16 hundredths of a point.
Damn.
16 hundredths of a point. I needed David Johnson to get me 2 yards. 2 yards. And I'd have won that game. 16 hundredths of a point. This is fantasy football. I love it, though. I'm not going to stop. That hurt. But I got to say... Hail to the Redskins. We on that beautiful 4-game winning streak. Took care of the Eagles. It was not the game I wanted, you know. I think the defense played well. But, you know, special teams gave up a touchdown. Cousins threw the pick six. But we came out on top. We're still a game behind the Cowboys, so I got to hear about it. But we on the come up.
For now.
And then I saw your boy Beckham go off. He hurt me in fantasy.
Can I say?
Because I did definitely play the Ravens defense in my fantasy leagues. Because I knew, and he did, I knew Eli was going to give him a couple.
Yep.
He's always good. He's always going to throw a few to the other team. And he did it again.
I think we had this conversation one time. If you name your child Odell, he got to be good at something.
He got to be fast.
That boy know how to run.
Or strong, or both.
Fast. Look at him.
Hey. This is a theory that I've had, and I keep trying to express to people, is that when you give your children these, for lack of a better word, no, because I'm being me, fucked up names, they, you know, it might aid them on their path to start I'm looking at Plaxico Burress. I'm looking at Santana Moss. I'm looking at Odell Beckham. I mean,
they just developed that thick skin from early.
Yeah, but you either got
also develop a skill.
Yeah, like I said, you either got to run because they're coming for you. Your name is Plaxico. They're coming for you. You either got to run or you gotta get buff so you can fight. You know, yeah. I'm talking about Barkevious Mingo. Yep, DeBrickashaw Ferguson. Yeah, I'm saying you gotta be you DeBrickashaw.
You either gotta. How do you think of that?
DeBrickashaw.
DeBrickashaw, like.
DeBrickashaw.
Were they visiting China and they rickshaw got a rickshaw? It was cold outside. Oh, DeBrickashaw, like I don't. What?
I don't know.
DeBrickashaw, man. Listen.
And they're staying with the NFC East. And I think it's settled now, right? Like, is there a quarterback situation in Dallas? I think Jerry came out and said.
Man, they've been back and forth. They kept saying they're gonna get Romo in. Now I think they're saying they're backing up. No Romo. So looking like.
Yeah, I've been saying no Romo for years.
Yeah, it's looking like they're gonna keep with the winning game plan for now.
Yeah.
So looks like Romo's out of there.
The rookie is doing it. You know.
Everybody wants him out too. Like all of the Cowboy faithfuls are like, no, get Romo back. Why?
I think my favorite one. You saw the meme I posted on Facebook, the Walking Dead reference.
Yeah.
Look at the flowers, Tony. Look at the flowers. It's over for. For quality of life's sake, like you can't keep injuring the same.
Yeah, no.
You know, bones. You can't keep injuring the same parts of your body.
He's been messing around and literally be broke back Romo.
Yeah. You're going to be messed up for the rest of your life. Yeah, man. Nah. Just sit it out. You've earned
Call
your money.
Day.
You know, I'm sure the Cowboys will give you a job in the front office. Or you could commentate something. Like you know. Sit it out. Give it up. It's good. You've done what you could do.
It is what it is. Call it a day. I agree. I definitely agree.
And then we have this historic situation.
Cleveland.
How you go... Decades. How many years was it with no championship?
Decades, no nothing.
No, nothing.
Now they just won.
Cavs.
Cavs did it.
And the Indians in the World Series.
Now the Indians are in the chip. Really? I don't know.
Once again, my Nationals. 96 wins. First round, gone.
Damn.
Done.
Cleveland got something in the water. Something good happening in Cleveland right now.
Cleveland got to have something. I don't think I've been to Sandusky. I don't think I've ever been to Cleveland. I think I flew into Cleveland.
I've been to, have I been to Cleveland? No, I've never been to Cleveland.
Never been to Cleveland? I flew into Cleveland, but I did my work in Sandusky.
No, I've been through Sandusky.
Right next to the
Columbus.
Summit.
Where else? I mean, a few other ones. Never been to Cleveland. Then again, I've never heard too many good things. I'm assuming it's okay. I don't know.
All that comes to mind is what was that Drew Carey show? That Drew Carey show.
Yeah.
Cleveland rocks. Cleveland. I was getting ready to say that to fat ugly comedian, but that would have been me.
Shout out to Cleveland. If you're from Cleveland and you happen to hear this, drop us a line, leave us a comment, check out the Facebook page, tweet us, Instagram us. Let us know what do you love about Cleveland.
What's good in Cleveland?
Let us know. Shout us out.
All right, let's keep it moving. Let's see. We did some blogging this week. I think we both put some good articles out there.
Baby Bill. Shaming.
So, Baby Bill. Let's get to Baby Bill first. The dude that says he's
Bill Clinton's
love child.
Bill Clinton's love child.
Right, so, my only issue with, like, one, and I said this in the comments, being goofy looking is not enough to convince me that you're Bill Clinton's son.
No.
Like, you know, Bill Clinton was goofy looking, is goofy looking, you goofy looking. It's a lot of goofy looking people out there. I don't know if that's enough of a qualification. And the other thing that bothers me is the timing. Like,
yeah.
You know, why now?
Yeah. So it's, for those of you who missed it, this guy, Danny Williams, is basically he's been alleging that Bill Clinton is his father. Bill Clinton... slept with his mother. His mother happened to be a lady of the streets.
Yes. You could say prostitute, right?
Prostitute. And so, first of all, if your mother's a prostitute and she's turning that many tricks a night, how do you narrow down that sperm to Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton.
How do you prove that?
But maybe she was a high end. Nah, I doubt it.
No.
I was trying to come up with an argument for it, but nah, I doubt it.
Even high end prostitutes.
Now I feel bad.
You got enough money, you say high and you in. So therefore, listen.
I feel bad. I feel like I'm talking shit about his mom's, and I'm questioning his pops.
I'm just
my bad, dude. If that is your father,
everybody's questioning Bill Clinton. I mean, if it is his dad. And listen, all he want to do is shake your hand. Shit, Bill, go shake the man's hand.
Nobody wants to fucking shake his hand.
He want to shake him down.
But yeah, if that is his dad, I feel for him. I can only imagine what it's like to know who your father is, and he be someone of, you know, some importance, and just watch him ignore you. Like,
imagine Hillary winning, and now they're like, Hillary's stepson lives in the projects.
And that's the part that I don't, you know, like, leave Hillary the fuck out. She didn't fuck no prostitute. Like, why is this Hillary's problem at all? Because she married a man and fucked a prostitute?
She fucked Hillary's the prostitute problem. Fucker. I mean, same thing. She got what he got, what she got.
I don't know. We don't know, you know, we don't know that anything.
It's all hearsay. I wasn't there.
I don't know that Chelsea's dear child. I don't know. Where is Chelsea? Have we seen Chelsea lately? I guess she's been on a debate. I don't watch the debates.
Chelsea lately, haha. Isn't that a show? I haven't. He said that in the article too. Like, why can't they accept him? He wants to get to know his sister Chelsea. I don't know that Secret Service is going to be okay with this big black dude talking about sister. Come here, hanging around with Chelsea. I don't see it. I don't have that much faith in our nation.
I feel for him, though. If that is your pops, like, all jokes aside, if that is your father, then this is a fucked up situation.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Bill, you need to stand up for your kid. You need to claim your kids. You know, as a new father, I can't imagine knowing I have a child somewhere and not having something to do with their life. That would kill me.
Yeah, I posted, I don't know if you saw it, is it too late to apologize?
Yes.
So Terrence Cunningham, the president of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, spoke out at a conference recently in San Diego. And basically during the policing conference, Cunningham issued a formal apology for the historical mistreatment of racial minorities by police officers. He openly admitted that essentially they knowingly have mistreated minorities. Blacks in particular, and it's been their modus operandi, and they know it. He issued an apology. He definitely did not touch on any of any recent events, though.
Yeah,
none of these latest killings, shootings, crimes. He didn't touch on any of it. Owned up to everything that happened in the past. Said, "Boom, we admit it. We did it. Let's move forward." You know, and I hate that they feel like it's just supposed to be that easy. You know, they tell you every day, Holocaust, never forget. 9/11, never forget. Slavery, listen, it happened. Get over it.
Get like, past it.
Why? Why? I don't get it.
But like I said to you, you know, my issue is to say that you apologize for the historical mistreatment of people of color. It sort of sounds like when you say something's historical, it's like it's not still happening.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't say you apologize.
This isn't history. This is the present.
Like, apologize for what you're doing, not what you did. Like, you know, I do appreciate the apology for what you did, but when you're still doing it, it makes that apology seem hollow.
Like, exactly. I can't help but to feel like they're trying to placate us with some false sentiment, and basically it's still not taking ownership. It's still dancing around the real issue. But fine, I get it. You know, you feel like you're doing something. You want to take a first step. If you want us to look at this as a first step, your first approach, fine. We'll take that, right.
But then was that the chief in Minnesota who said, we have nothing to apologize for.
See? So it's BS. But like I said, this is going to be your first step. Cool. in the immortal words of Kevin Hart, what now?
What now?
You know, you apologize.
No, but say it's now? Happening now. Say you're still doing it. You know, somebody once told me the most important part about being sorry is never doing it again. So you can't tell me you're sorry while you're still doing it.
Reckless.
That's like, you know, somebody apologizing to you for cheating on you from the other dude's house.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean it, but I'm going to leave in a few minutes. Like, no.
Nah.
No.
It's not how it works. No. Let's see. Shame. I feel a certain way about all of this. I feel a certain way about this whole attitude toward shaming anything. I feel shame is necessary. I feel like shame is an important part of a person's psyche.
It fosters growth.
You should
sets limits.
If you know right and wrong, and you're doing wrong, you should feel ashamed about it. If you know good and bad, if you know something is good for you and something is bad for you, you should have a certain, you know, it prevents you from doing certain things, or at least, you know, hiding them or keeping them away from other people. You know, I vape, and when I used to smoke, and when I smoke, because I know smoking is bad, and I know smoking has an effect on other people, I kept my smoke away. I tried to, you know, to do it in a way that didn't affect anybody else. There was a certain level of shame, so that you kind of knew, you know, I'm doing something that people don't like, and, you know, so I'm going to go in my little corner and do it over here. I even do it with my vaping. I know people are sensitive about it. Do I think I'm wrong? Do I think, you know, is that stopping me from doing it?
No. It makes you more conscious and aware.
But I'm just being conscious and aware. So I think shame is an important thing. And I think people should be able to say whatever they want to about what you do. If you do something and you do it in public,
somebody's going to have an opinion about it. Conversation.
Yeah, you open it up to a public conversation. And if somebody doesn't like it, they don't like it. And what I said in my piece was that, you know, what I was taught and what I think is, you know, makes me a better person and is actually allowing me to do this podcast right now is that when somebody says something about you that you don't like, you got two options. You change yourself so that they can't say it anymore, or you stop giving a fuck. Or, you know, but what you can't do is tell them they can't say it. And that's all I'm saying. Like, let's raise people to have more confidence in themselves, to believe in themselves, to be able to do something, regardless of what the outside world has to say about it. If it's what makes you happy, if it's what you want to do, even if everybody else says it's wrong, if you're confident enough in it, then that stuff doesn't matter. You don't have to tell people, no, you shouldn't say it. You can say what you want. I'm going to do me. And that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Don't put the power in other people's hands. Like, you need to change, you know. Take the power back. Say, I'm just going to be me, and whatever you have to say about it is whatever. And that's what I have to do with this podcast. If I put this podcast out and I say the things that I want to say, I know it's going to get some sort of negative response. I got to be ready for it, and I got to be ready to let it roll off me.
Unapologetically open, unapologetically honest, that's what it is.
I'm not going to tell people they can't say it. I'm going to say thank you for listening.
True.
Appreciate it.
I'm sure it's somebody somewhere saying, God damn, I hate that podcast. These motherfuckers. But everybody's going to feel like how they feel, so it is what it is.
It is what it is.
At the end of the day, it's a podcast. We're just here having fun. Have something to say, so we want to be heard.
Yeah. I like the debate, so if you want to talk about it. I'm sorry, I got a cough drop in. I'm battling something, but this is how much I love you guys. Like, I am still going to record so I can put something out on Friday, whether I'm sick or not.
Content is key. Yeah.
All right, so let's see. So then the big news that we touched on in the blog was the debate last night.
If you can call that a debate.
I don't know what to call it.
That was a mockery of politics.
Watch.
They are making fun of the American people. They are on stage laughing at us. That wasn't a debate. That was a mockery. That was a sham. That was a shit show.
And that's why I'm not going to watch. I'm not going to watch.
Yeah, I haven't. I didn't watch the one last night.
Kit needs to go outside. Everybody pause for a second. All right, Kit.
And we're back.
See you in a bit. Yeah, that's what I was saying why I don't watch. Because this is... I don't see the point. Like, I don't see the point. Like, to me, the two sides are so... Did we lose something? I think we lost. No, we didn't. I did that for no reason. Okay. Back to what I was saying. The two sides are so far apart that we're not even speaking the same language.
Yeah.
And so there's nothing, you know, and in the post, I tried to be a little ambiguous about what side I was taking, because it was not about what side I'm taking. Well, I'm voting for Hillary. We'll just get it out there. There's nothing at this point Trump can say.
If you don't know who you excuse me, you don't know who you're voting for by now, then you need to give it up. Yeah. Lend your vote to somebody else.
And then I feel like people who are supporters of Trump, if you're a supporter of Trump, then the things that Hillary is saying either don't make sense to you or just
don't matter.
Or just push you further to Trump. Like, so these debates don't seem to make sense. We're not speaking the same. Like, they can't even agree on facts. You can't even say, this is what you said last week. And they're like, yes, that's what I said, but I didn't, like, but I didn't mean it. It's more like, this is what you said last week. No, I didn't. How can you debate that? How can you debate?
Blatant denial.
There's no point. It's a sad Mr. Presser.
I listened to the radio earlier and heard an interesting point of view from Charlemagne the God. No less.
Charlemagne.
So Charlemagne listened to the Breakfast Club. Charlemagne said he feels like Trump supporters are comprised of two groups. The racist and bigots who Trump is basically giving a voice to and letting them out, saying everything that they're thinking. So basically they're all aboard the Trump train. Or people who are anti-government, anti-establishment, and pretty much going with Trump only because everybody hates Trump. Therefore, they love Trump because he's anti-everything. Well, he's the bad guy. Cool. I hate the government anyway. I'm going with him. And that's a scary thought. For one, you realize how many racists and bigots and all of this other things out there. I'm not saying that everyone who's voting for Trump is a racist or a bigot, because everybody has there are different reasons, but there's a certain faction of people who comprise that section who are voting for Trump. It's well known, it's well documented. That's who it is. I know people who are voting for Trump who are nowhere near that, but they are Republicans and they do agree with some of the things he's saying, or they just agree as a whole with some certain Republican values. That's cool. That's on them. But to think that there's a larger group of people who are just anti-government, anti-establishment, and don't care, and are basically just voting to swing the vote just to say F it, that's kind of it's kind of ridiculous. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's, you know, what it reminds me of is a little bit is Kit needs to get back in. Everybody pause.
Nah,
RG Mode is letting Kit out. Kit is re-entering the house. And we're back. But it reminds me of religion. And my stance on religion, because my mom is extremely religious. And Baptist, I don't know, one of them. She's extremely religious. And I hear some of the things that sometimes she has to say about other religions or the Muslim faith. And I have to remind her that however outrageous you may think their beliefs are, they believe them as wholeheartedly as you believe what you believe.
Yep.
And so, you know, and that's how I feel about the Trump versus Hillary stuff, is that whatever they believe, however outrageous we think their thinking is, it makes sense to them. They're not thinking it, you know, saying this is stupid, but I'm going to go with it anyway. There may be some people, I think that's what you're saying, there may be some people who are like, this is stupid, but I'm going to go with it anyway, you know, for the hell of it. But I think there's the majority of these people really believe what they believe, the same way you really believe what you believe. And the debates just don't feel necessary. Like, at this point, that's where we are. I don't think anybody can debate a Christian out of Christianity, not one that really believes it. I don't think you can debate a Muslim, you know, out of their faith.
Yeah.
And we're getting that divisive. Like, we're getting that separated, that it's like it's getting down to core beliefs with people. Core beliefs are separating people in this election. And it's depressing. It's annoying. I just wish it was over with. I really just wish it was over.
I believe that we should have had better candidates. That's what I believe. It's like, they just... how did these people pass the vetting process? Seriously. I don't get it.
We'll form the White Pants Party. And we'll nominate you next year. We're going to put Richner for president. Not next year. But, you know, whenever. That's how much I care about politics.
This whole thing is just crazy. Shout out to the nation going down. Shout out.
I have hope, and I have faith that things are going to continue to get better. I think things have gotten better, regardless of what some people may say. And I believe that there are enough people pushing in the right direction to get things to continue to get better, no matter what the results of this election are. I have hope. I hope.
Glad that somebody does.
All right, so now... let's get into something serious. I want to talk about this Derrick Rose sexual battery case. And I think at this point, we can officially say, and I'm sure if there are people who still believe he did it, that I'll hear from them. But I think at this point, we can officially say that this was a false accusation that was put forth purely in an attempt to discredit and get some sort of a financial settlement from Derrick Rose.
What did she say? What was she suing for?
Was it 21 million?
Was it 21 or 22? First of all, when I saw the number, I said, God damn. First of all, they dated. They dated, what did it, was 20 months? That's 2 years. You dated this man for 2 years. 2 years. You text him, y'all hanging out, inviting him over, and apparently she invited him over. Is that what happened? And then she said she passed out, so therefore she was too drunk to consent. But that's not what her text messages said. It's not what the phone said.
Yeah, she had been to a party at his house with a friend, left the party, went home. They started texting about her coming back or him coming there. She finally convinced him to come there. He gets there. She says she was passed out or whatever. But the text messages and things don't substantiate her story. I was reading a couple of quotes from some of the jurors, and they said that they actually tried to, at first, they tried to prove her story right. They tried to take all the information they were given and make it corroborate her story. And they couldn't. They just couldn't. And and they felt like she did not present a case. She didn't, her statements and things were just consistently proven to not be factual. And it made it impossible to side with her. But what's scary about this, and this is I'm about to have a flam PSA. Right? This is the flam PSA to all men, is that we're in a day and age where you have to be very careful about who you sleep with. Very true. It's not just because you could pick up a disease. It's because you could pick up a charge. And if you don't know the person, if you're not confident, in the morals of this person, you're putting yourself in a very vulnerable position. I think the same applies to women. There's you need to be careful about who you sleep with, because there are consequences and things. You're putting yourself in a very vulnerable position. But right now I'm talking to dudes as a dude. Just like some STDs there's no cure for, some charges you will never escape. The sad thing about this situation with Derrick Rose is that I feel like I had to dig to find the information that really clears him, that shows, who this accuser really was. I'm sure there's a large segment of people that heard about this case and never felt the need to do any more digging, because he was accused of rape. He's a rapist. I can't support Derrick Rose. Done. And he'll never get past that with certain people. Certain people, no matter what they hear, no matter what is said about him in the future, will always look at him like he did it. And that's all that, and that's what these rape accusations do. All you have to do is accuse him, And in somebody's eyes, they're always going to be guilty, and it's always going to, you know, hold certain people back from interacting with them or hold certain opportunities away from them. So I'm saying, gentlemen, like, some of it out there is not worth it. It's not worth it. If you don't, you know, if you don't know this woman, if you're not confident in her character and who she is, then you don't need to risk it. It's not worth it. It's definitely not worth it.
Just say no.
You know, I've probably put myself in a ton of vulnerable positions where things could have gone left for me real quick. And, you know, thank God it didn't. Well, just be careful out there. Be careful out there. You know, rape is a horrible crime. I believe that, you know, any man that's guilty of committing rape, you know, needs to be punished to the full extent of the law. He needs to be
definitely
needs to be in jail, and he needs to be somewhere where everybody knows he's a rapist, and let him feel the consequences of it. But false accusations can destroy a person.
Yeah, I've never felt the need to go that far, and I just can't identify with forcing yourself like on someone like
no.
Just doesn't make any sense to me. So yeah, because of all that entails to be cleared and exonerated, but still be, I guess, thought guilty in a court of public opinion, I think that's wrong. That's just, it's a deep-rooted stigma that goes with something like that. And I don't know, hopefully Derek Rose doesn't have to deal with that, because Nate Parker's getting it right now.
Yeah,
he's guilty no matter what. I'm not saying he's guilty in the court of public opinion. They feel he's guilty, and they dropped the charges.
Yeah.
He wasn't convicted.
It goes so far where, like, as you as a person, like, I can't come out and say, "Hell, let's go see Birth of a Nation." Somehow you're a Nate Parker apologist or something.
I just want to see a movie.
Yeah, I just want to see a movie. But it goes that deep. Like, it's, you know, because he was accused, regardless of what happened, that's a charge he'll never escape. Whether he did it or not, yeah, he'll never escape. And the fact that it's that easy, you know, to make these accusations, it just means that you need to be thinking about that. You need to be more careful. Now, I'm not blaming Derrick Rose for being in this situation, because I'm going to be accused of victim blaming both sides. I'm blaming her and I'm blaming him now. I'm not blaming, you know, Derrick Rose for being in this situation. It feels like something that was done to him. I'm just saying, if there are steps you can take to avoid being in a situation like this, take them. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
That's the flam PSA.
I've learned to just not put myself in situations like that. You never know what could happen. You never know what could happen, what somebody's going to say. Do not put yourself in a questionable situation. Try to avoid them at all costs.
At all costs.
Especially when you're high profile. What was this man thinking?
That's the part. And I shouldn't be laughing at it. I shouldn't be laughing at it, but I am. That's the part where Derrick Rose did pull one smart move, and she tried to bring that out in the case as evidence of the rape. He took the condom. He put the condom back in the wrapper and took it with him.
Oh, yeah. They teach you in the NBA.
They teach you in the NBA. Don't leave that behind.
Nah, she'd have been turkey basting.
Turkey basting.
He'd have had a kid he didn't know nothing about.
And we'd have had another baby Bill walking around trying to get a handshake. That's wrong. That's wrong.
Daddy shake my hand.
That's wrong. My fault. That's wrong.
Seriously, though, what if it turns out that Bill Clinton is the kid? I mean, the father.
And Bill, you need to step up, Bill. I worked for child support enforcement. Probably enforcing laws you had something to do with. If you got a kid out there, that's 18 years of arrears, bro.
18 years. 18 years.
You got to pay that.
Child support ain't no joke. Don't get caught.
Don't get caught. It's cheaper to keep it, though.
And don't fight with your baby mama. Lord, don't fight with your baby mama.
All right, two tips to anybody who might end up in a situation where child support is involved. You want to get that order through the courts. I do not recommend, you know, going to a mediator and getting some order that is between the two of you. An order you need to be paying through the courts. You need to have your payments go through the court system.
It's going to be higher. They're going to take out their cut. Don't matter.
And the other, but the thing about the going through the court system is that, you know, everything is documented. Everything is enforced through the courts. You know, it's not something, you know, that one person can do to the other. Right. And here's an interesting thing, because I was getting ready to say that she can do to you. When I worked for child support enforcement, there are just as many deadbeat mothers out there. We don't talk about it, but there are just as many. They're out there. But yeah, go through the courts and just understand. I'm not saying don't do it, but just understand that if your order is through the courts and you go over there and you drop off some money, that's a gift. That is not a child support payment. If you try to count it as a child support payment, you're going to get your feelings hurt. If you want it to be a child support payment, it's got to go through the courts. If you hand her the money, or if you take over some papers, or you can't try to bring your receipts and be like, look what I bought. Nope, that's a gift, bro. That's a gift. I'm telling you because I know. The more you know. This should be where the star goes across the screen. The more you know. Yes, the more you know. All right. I probably said enough foul stuff. Well, I'm not done yet, though.
Unapologetic. Speak your mind.
All right, so let's do this. We started last week with the random card from the table topics. So this week, our table topic is this week, this episode. We're going to start doing two episodes a week, right?
We'll try to do two.
We'll try to do two.
Got enough energy, we'll do three. Content is key.
All right, so this episode's question is, would you rather age forward or backwards from this point? And I'm going to say this. I think this is a question intended for a person under the age of 21. Because I think any person 21 or older, the answer is back. Who wants, like, at this point, going forward just means I'm dying sooner. That's all it means to me.
I don't know. I don't necessarily want to go backwards. I want to, like, hit a certain point and just, like, coast. So I definitely, like, would I want to be in my 20s again? Yeah.
Well, I guess the question for me.
Maybe, but
the question for me is, do you go back with the knowledge you have now? If I can go back,
there's a difference. Are you going back, or are you going like back and starting over, or are you aging backwards? You know, because I'm 33.
Ah,
you see what I'm saying? You're aging backwards. So you about to be
either age forward or back. Ah,
see, that's what I'm saying. You about to hit that reverse Benjamin button.
I read the question wrong. Okay. Damn, would I want to age back? Nah, I don't want to be five again.
That's what I'm saying. Knowing what you know now, you put in your dues, but now I'm going to be three again, which I really can't get a drink now. What you sipping? Breast milk. What? I'm off.
I got a baby. I don't want to go back to that.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't go nowhere unless you pick me up and take me over there.
No, see? That's what I'm saying. I don't necessarily want to keep. I mean, I'd rather age the way I'm aging now. If I got to go forward, I go forward. I don't want to go backward, but if I could hit like a little section real quick, like a pick a good decade or pick a good era, and
if I could get like just 5 years coast, away, if I could go five years forward where the podcast is popping.
Listen, let me keep the knowledge that I have now with my little 25, 26 year old energy.
Hey,
before I had the dad bod. Let me go back to that.
If I could just go back a month, I could make a move that would change my life.
True.
You know, but nah. All right, so I read the question wrong. I definitely, I don't want to age backwards.
Yeah, I'm not trying to.
I was a kid. I don't want to be a kid. I'm not getting any younger. Nah, I'm good. 30s are, the best time of your life. So that's where you have the most money and the least responsibility.
I feel like that might be true. I mean, so far,
it was true up until that damn baby showed up. My bad. She's not a damn baby.
I'm having fun in my 30s so far. I'm still pretty early in it, 33. But I'm having a young lot of fun in my 30s so far.
Yeah, it's been cool. It's been cool.
I don't know. I'm a stick with it. I ain't going nowhere. Shout out to 34. Woosah. 11 more months. 11 months, I'll be 34, y'all.
I got a little more than a month. Mm-hmm. 35. On the way. Halfway to 40.
Shout out to 35. Did you plan it yet? You making plans? Nah. I forgot. Once you have kids, you're planning.
I don't want your kids. I stopped enjoying. 21 was the last birthday. What? Nah. My 30th birthday. I can't Can't say that because my wife will hate it. My 30th birthday was dope, though. But, yeah, I stopped caring about birthdays.
Does Tammy listen to the podcast?
You know what? And that's my out. Thank you, Rich. That is my out.
Cause if I don't think Renee has played an episode.
Because if she does listen to the podcast and then get mad about this one, then I can be like,
don't, you know what? Don't even bring it up. Don't even mention it.
You know, you ain't listen to the first two, but you gonna listen to this one. And all of a sudden, you mad?
I don't think we getting no podcast love. It's okay.
I'm good. But yeah, 30 was a dope birthday. 21 was 21. And I think you stopped. I don't do birthdays no more. And now my daughter's birthday is only like 5 days away from mine.
Yeah, so you're pretty much.
I'm done. I'm good. Yeah. I can be 30, whatever, 34, 33, whatever. For the rest of my life, I'm good.
Yeah, y'all are sharing a birthday.
We'll see if my wife does something. I don't really care though.
She probably is. She probably tell Renee about it in about another week.
You know what I look forward to on birthdays? And this is dumb. And this is like, excuse me. This is being a part of the social media era. I look forward to like the little Facebook. I look forward to looking at how many people said happy birthday to me on Facebook.
It's a good feeling. It makes you feel like, oh, I do matter.
Yeah. And that's really somebody my thing. Somebody thought about me. I watch all day. I literally like watch all day. Watch the number go up, and I'll be comparing it to other people's numbers. Like, yeah, you know what Facebook does to you. You know what it does to you.
Man, yeah, Facebook.
So yeah, reckless. Yeah. Come on, hit me. It's December 6th, people. I need you. Make me feel important.
Mentioning social networks, that reminded me of an article I saw. Actually, it wasn't an article. It was a meme, and in the meme it said, "Back in the day, MySpace had everybody." Being a secret agent, a IT specialist, a coder, a builder, and they ain't even know.
Yeah.
And I thought about that. That was true. Everybody was playing with CSS code, JavaScript, had, and HTML, building MySpace pages.
The GIF backgrounds, they had the joints. Man, with motion skill. And animation.
You had to have skill to have your MySpace set up. Oh, man, that was a throwback. Remember the top 5, the top 10, the top 12, whatever it was.
How much trouble it got you in?
People was fighting to be able to. I remember at one point, you can have a code to where it would randomize your top. I had a random top 20. Like, random top. I'm not fighting with people. Random top.
Random top. Hey, shout out to random top.
Shout out to random top.
Oh, man. All right, yeah. So, I think this has been a dope episode. We had about an hour and a half right now. I think we can start closing out.
Yeah, we definitely got to cut it short because ain't nobody going to listen to it.
Yeah. So
players, play it. If you got to pause it and come back to it, play the episode. Tell your friends.
Yeah, play it all the way through. It's a dope episode. So, yeah, we posting this tomorrow, Friday, October 21st. Right? 21st?
Yeah, we just going to post it. Listen, I'm too tired. I'm not
going
to edit it.
Yeah, it's just going straight up. It's raw, uncut, pause. But, yeah, so this is going up tomorrow. In addition, my weekly I Share Because I Care playlist will be going up. This week I'm doing like this is celebratory music for me. Since I'm in a celebratory mood, this is going to be my Friday playlist that I'm going to sit at my desk and listen to and vibe out and feel bulletproof for a little bit.
Tend to vibe to.
So check it out. Let me know what you think. Other than that, I just want to say, stick with us. I think we made huge leaps in this episode, and it's only going to get better. So so rock with us, man. I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun. Rich, what you want to leave them with?
Same thing. We're still building. We're still trying to get our bearings, but I feel confident that this could be only get better. Shout out to iTunes for accepting our podcast.
We are on Podbean now.
Yeah, and it makes it easier for me because I put the Alpine ILX 007, shout out to Alpine, CarPlay system in the hood. Shout out to Jonathan for hooking me up. And basically now it makes it easier to just put the podcast in the podcast app and I can play it natively through the CarPlay app. So, I mean, it's good for me.
You just nerded out seriously on y'all right there.
I love tech. I love technology. But yeah, just keep rocking with us. As always, we're open for feedback. Hit us up on Twitter. What is CWS? Hit us up on Instagram. What is CWS? Check us out on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/whatisCWS. Basically, what is TWS? That's listen. There you go. We're branded. We're here. We're not going anywhere. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Peace.